From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. President Donald Trump said Monday that U.S. attempts to deal with North Korea have failed more than two decades. He has engaged in weeks of taunts with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, saying the United States would totally destroy North Korea if necessary to protect itself and its allies if Pyongyang attacks. North Korea has conducted numerous missile and nuclear tests, including launching rockets over Japan. Yukio Amano, the director of the International Atomic Energy Agency, says he is not optimistic about possible solutions to the North Korean nuclear crisis. He said his organization is working to collect and evaluate information regarding North Korea's nuclear program, but says it remains impossible to report progress on the situation.
The fact that North Korea is testing nuclear weapons with a large yield as well as long-distance delivery system means this is no longer just a regional threat. It is a grave threat to global peace and security.
And he also said that North Korea continues to conduct the tests, launch the missiles, and threaten other countries in complete disregard of the repeated demands of the international community. The United States announced Sunday a temporary halt to all non-immigrant visa applications from Turkey, a move that was quickly mirrored by Turkey. A statement from the U.S. Embassy says that recent events have forced the United States government to reassess the commitment of the government of Turkey to the security of U.S. mission facilities and personnel. Hours later, Turkey retaliated by announcing its own suspension of visa services in the United States, using language that parroted the United States statement and reasons for the halt. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News.